Right back with Congressman John Klein. Chad Hartman with you here on CCO. It's 22 past 2 on WCCO. We talk so often in this country about various financial overwhelming challenges. This is one that affects so many homes across this country. Student loans and the extraordinary interest rates. Where should this rank, sir? Are we spending enough time on it as the start of this conversation? Then tell people about the legislation you're proposing.
All right, Chad. There's a whole myriad of issues that are wrapped together here, frankly. Next year, we will be taking up reauthorization of the Higher Education Act when we talk about issues surrounding the high cost of college tuitions, online courses, and a number of things that play into what does college cost and what sort of financial vehicles are available, Pell Grants and so forth, scholarships and those things. One of the things that has become very common, and this is not new, and those are student loans. Students who don't typically have any collateral or anything like that, they take out a loan to help pay for college. And because the cost of colleges, the universities, higher education has gone up, the amount of the loans has gone up. And because the economy is still in very, very tough shape, very, very high unemployment with college graduates, half of them either unemployed or seriously underemployed, you have college graduates who are not in good position to repay these loans. So without reinventing the whole wheel here, but several years ago, in 2007, Congress, when Nancy Pelosi was the speaker, moved away from having the market determine what student loan rates were. They decided that the student loan rates for Stafford loans ought to go from 6.8%, be walked down to 3.4%. They found out they didn't have the money. The Congressional Budget Office scoring didn't give them enough money for that, so it goes by law back up to 6.8%. Last year, we kicked the can for 1 year, and my position has been, and by the way, the president's position has been, we ought to get out of this having politicians, having Congress decide what the interest rate is every year, and particularly in election years, and let the market be the determiner. So the president's proposal and my proposal call for using the 10-year Treasury as the basis. We add percentages for Stafford loans and a little bit higher percentage for the graduate loans. He keeps three different loans in there, but both the White House and we are trying to get Congress out of the business of having this political battle every year or so, decide what interest rates are, and letting the market do it. And in our proposal, we would be, instead of letting the interest rates go back up to 6.8%, by using our formula, they would go to about 4.5%. For the subsidized loans, they would come down from 6.8 to 4.5 for the unsubsidized Stafford loans, and they would come down for the parent loans as well. So we like the approach that we're taking. I've had good conversations with the Secretary of Education. They want a long-term fix as we do, and now we're in the political process. We should have our bill on the floor of the House this week, Thursday, I think. And then we'll have to work with the Senate and see what they can get done over there.
You're the chairman of this, the House Education Workforce Committee. It sounds like you're not that far away. Is this one of the few issues where especially House Republicans and the White House can work together, because on so many fiscal issues there are just strong philosophical disagreements?
Well, I hope so, Chad. It sounds like it. I had conversations with Secretary Duncan before we introduced our legislation a week ago. And confirm that, again, as the president's budget says, they want to go to a long-term solution, market-based, based on a 10-year Treasury. And he and I discussed it. And while our numbers differ, and there are some differences, we both are very much committed to this approach and not kicking the can down the road for a year or two with another temporary fix and leaving everybody scratching their heads on what's going to happen next. This will allow students to understand that the interest rates are going to be driven by the market, which has a much better appreciation for the true value of capital than members of Congress sitting around in a room and trying to decide what that rate ought to be. It allows students to take advantage of low interest rates when they're low, and we put caps in for the Stafford loans at 8.5% and for the Graduate Plus loans at 10.5% to protect students if interest rates start to soar.
You don't philosophically agree with the folks in charge of the state right now regarding the governor and the House and Senate because the Democrats control that. But for a period of time, they have freeze tuition at a number of colleges. College costs are so extraordinarily expensive. Anybody who's looking at that themselves in middle school and high school or parents who are facing this know this. What are we going to do about that continuing acceleration of the rates? Where is the balance of the marketplace dictates this, and at times when it's the greater good for the country, government at times steps in?
Well, I mean, you've got all kinds of different higher education institutions. Some of them are public, and the legislature has a direct connection with them. Some of them are private, nonprofit schools. We have in Minnesota, two in my district would be St. Olaf and Carleton, for example. We have community colleges. We have the for-profit sector, some major institutions that operate in Minnesota do a lot of good stuff. You've got Rasmussen, and you've got Capella, and you've got DeVry, and you've got Phoenix, and those kinds of places, as well as all kinds of institutions that are providing really important training for trades. Half of our nurses now come out of that sector, for example. So they all have a little bit different model. They're all part of higher education. There is competition building. As I pointed out, the arrival of online courses is having an impact, and there's a growing awareness on the part of college presidents and deans and boards of trustees and so forth that you just can't keep raising costs. The market won't stand it. And you're going to get to the point where students are going to decide not to go. They can't afford to go. They can't take out that big a loan. There isn't as much federal money. There isn't as much state money. And I think we're going to start to see a slowing down of what has been runaway costs in higher education. We've got to have that. It's unsustainable.
So should government step in on that? Or the fact that individuals won't be able to afford it, the schools will realize we're not at our numbers, and they're going to have to bring down the numbers themselves.
Well, I think I much prefer competition. I do not want, remember, I'm representing my constituents in Congress and the federal government. I do not want the federal government to come in and try to put in price controls. I think that's a terrible mistake. Price controls have never been shown to really work, and it's an enormous intrusion of the government, and I won't stand for that. But there are things that we can do when we look at what kind of federal money goes. Is it being spent wisely or is it being wasted? And as I said, one of the things is to get this business of setting the interest rates and having it tied to the market, which, as you pointed out, is one of the rare times when I and the Obama administration are in agreement that that's the approach we ought to take.
Always enjoy it, sir. I know the time is busy, so thank you for coming out. We'll reach out to you soon.
Always a pleasure, Chad. Bye-bye.